Today's topic is, what bracha does one make on pizza? It is one of the more common shailas I get. Meaning it's not the most commonly asked shaila, but a lot of people ask it, and nobody asks it more than once, but I would say the most people ask me that shaila.
What's the most commonly asked
shaila? I don't know, it's a good question. We're going to find out. But a lot of people ask this shaila, and I particularly relate to this shaila because when I was in high school, I worked at a pizza store. So it's a topic a little close to my heart. But the question is, what is the bracha on pizza? So we're going to learn the background for the sugya, discuss the common minhagim, and then we're going to discuss some more revolutionary approaches that I saw in some poskim. And we're going to see what it's based on, and we're going to try and decide what is best for us to do in our own lives when we have this common shaila of eating pizza. So, source number one, the Gemara Bracha, has a concept called Pat Haba B'Kisnin. So, it's sometimes translated as bread with some kind of pocket. It's sometimes translated as a snack or dessert. But it's best translated as Pat Haba B'Kisnin, and we'll see why. Because we're going to have trouble giving examples of it, and part of our discussion today is whether pizza fits in that category. But the Gemara Brachos has a story where Rav Huna was once eating 12 loaves of a certain kind of, it calls it loaves, meaning like a bread, but it's not barley, rye, oat, wheat, and spelt regular bread that we normally have. It must have been some kind of, I guess, sweeter bread. And it says that he ate 12 of them, v'lo barich, and he didn't make a bracha. Meaning, not that he ate without a bracha, but he didn't wash and bench. He ate it as part of his meal, he ate it just with the mizonos. So Amar Leih Rav Nachman said, Ad kafna, that's hunger. If you're eating 12 of them, you can't tell me you're just having a little snack, and therefore it doesn't need a bracha. It must be that you're having it to satiate hunger, and therefore you should make a bracha on it. Ella, kol she'acherim kovim alav suda tzarech levarech. If you eat the quantity over which other people, most other people, many other people typically would make into a meal if they were eating that quantity, then you have to wash, make hamotzi, and bench. Okay, it goes according to that statement of Rav Nachman by what people tend, the amount people tend to make a meal on. If you eat that amount of this kind of food, whatever pot above a kisnin is, then you have to wash and bench on it. Yes, already. The amount of that type of food. Meaning not if you eat a full meal of strawberries, you're not going to wash and bench. But of whatever pot above a kisnin is, and we're going to discuss how to define it. Food, exactly. What if you eat a certain amount of this type of food, you're going to have to wash and bench. Yes.
Is it subjective that if it satiates you?
You?
Yeah.
No, we're going to see that. That's one of the discussions we're going to have. Okay. Then it tells another story. Rav Yehuda Hava Asik Leil Brei Be Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. He was preparing for his son's wedding. I to the Kamayo Para Baba Kisnin. So they brought him some of these sweets of some kind. Kiata Shaminu to come varche amotze. He overhears other people eating them, and he watches. What are they doing? They are making amotze. Amrul who my tzitzi de kashiman. Am I hearing right? I hear you go tzi amotze. Am I hearing amotze? Dilma amotze lechem in aretz come varche to. Amrul in. Yeah, of course. The Tanya Rabbi Mona Mar Misham Rabbi Yehuda Para Baba Kisnin varche amotze. We have a statement. You're supposed to make amotze on it. No, Allah is not like Rabbi Muna. And then there's a little discussion in the Gemara. And so what do you mean? And he says, here's the conclusion. Shani hatam de kavasudatay alayu. Valhecha de lo kavasudatay alayu. Lo. There is different. Because he's eating. Here, everybody was just having one of these as a snack. They're all busy preparing for this wedding. Here, in that case, he says where they were, where Rabbi Muna said you're supposed to make a motzi, is where you're making your meal on it. So where you make your meal on it, then he's right, you make a motzi. Where you don't make your meal on it, you don't. Okay? That is the Gemara we have. So we have is this seemingly strange discussion over, there's a concept of something called pada baba kisnin. In fact, the Gemara right before this one tells us that Rav Sheshet says it doesn't get a bracha on it. And then we have a story Rav Huna didn't make a bracha on it. And then somehow we're told that if you're koveya suda on it, it gets a motzi. If not, not. So we're stuck struggling with what this pot above a kisnin is. Because if it's bread, always make a motzi on it. If it's not bread, never make a motzi on it. What is this middle ground that we're discussing where if you're koveya suda on it, it's a motzi. If not, it's mizonos. So what does that mean? So that's one thing we're going to have to discuss. Then, immediately, we're going to have to discuss Zach's question. Source 2, the Ref says, he cites two views. Katav Rabbeinu Moshe Zal, Dim acherim enam kovin afilu kishu koveya, enam mevarech debata rovaz linen debata daita litzok ladam. If most people don't make the amount you're eating a meal, but for you it's a meal, so you go by them. But the Ravid, on the other hand, said, if you're making a meal out of it, that's all that matters. So even if you're only having 3 bites and that's your meal, because you're on some kind of starvation diet, so then you would wash and bench on that. And the Rush Paskins like the first view that it goes by other people, and that is also how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. And now we're going to see the two halachot in the Shulchan Aruch. And in the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see his discussion of how he defines this food of pada baba kisnin.
So what does the Shulchan Aruch say?
We're about to see it. Source 3.
Is that also the objective view for the Rush and
Oh, what?
The Rush says it goes by the objective view.
It goes by the, meaning it's subjective to everybody, but not subjective to you. Not subjective to the individual. It goes by the row of what most people eat, the amount most people eat of it. Do they make a meal on this? So the Shulchan Aruch, source 3. So it's Siman Kuf Samechet. So I put 2 sifim here. First sif vav. Pada baba kisnin. Mevarech alavarim and mezonot. Ulacharav brachamei and shalosh. Mezonos and alamichya. Vim achal mimenu shir. Sha'achirim regilim lekvo alav. But if you eat a quantity of it, the amount which other people tend to make a meal out of it, even though you personally eat way more than that and you're not full, nonetheless, if this is the amount most people eat and they're full, mevarech alav amotzi brakat mazon. V'im achal shir she'acherim ein kovin alav, if you eat the amount that most people don't consider a meal, av api shehu kovei alav, even though for you you're making this a meal, then for you it's mezonos and alamichya. The batla dato etzel kol adam. Your view isn't taken into account here. It goes by everybody else. Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, pat above kisnin. Yesh mefarshim pat. So he has 3 views. What is pat above kisnin? Pat she asoy kamin kisim. It has some kind of pocket. I would describe it as like some kind of rugalach or bereka. You put in it sugar or honey or nuts and spices. Okay, that's the view of Rabbeinu Chanan and Aruch. I added the square brackets because there's 3 views here. Shulchan Aruch is listing all 3. So one says it's food with a sweet pocket. It's the dough itself. Instead of the dough, meaning doughs tend to have lots of solid ingredients, flour and sugar and whatever else, but the liquid is water. So if this liquid isn't just water, but you use honey and oil or milk and many spices and something to make it sweet, and then you bake it so that the dough itself, without having to add any topping or filling, anything on top, just the dough itself is already sweet, so then this is pada baba kisnin, and that's the view of the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch then says, But this is true only where it's so sweet that it tastes sweet. You could taste it. Meaning not if you just stick in a little apple juice in your bread and it tastes like regular bread, you can't say, oh, this is mizonos bread. No, it's hamotzi bread unless it tastes like a cookie. Meaning it tastes like this sweet food. Atavlin dikar b'isa. That's the view of the Mechaber. The Ramah. V'yesh omrim shezen nikra pakam, or some said, nope, that's still considered a pot. Elinkin yesh b'em harbe tavlin mo dvash kamina metika shekoran lekech. Shekimat hadvash v'tavlin heim ikar. If it's so sweet that it's the main taste. V'chein noogin. So for Ashkenazim, we're okay with calling it bread if it's slightly sweet, if it's not overly sweet. This is halacha l'maisa, which is why if you go to a Sephardi home, they only have what we call water challahs. Sweet challahs with eggs and all sorts of other ingredients is exclusively Ashkenazi for challah, for hamotzi. I mean, they may eat them and find them delicious, but that category is something only Ashkenazim do. Sephardim only have water challahs. That's the second view. We'll get to the questions in a second. V'yesh mefarshim shu pat, b'en metubele b'en mishah, en metubele bread, whether or not it's spiced, she'osim otam ke'avim yaveshim v'kosasin otam, where they are crumbly or flaky like crackers. That's the view of Rav Haigo. V'hem nikroim bishkonis, biscuits, I guess. And says the Shulchan Aruch, I cited three views. Halacha kedivrei kulam. We paskin like all of them. All those foods, if you eat them in the small amount, they're mezonot. If you eat them a full amount that you're going to make a meal out of them, you're going to make hamotzi. That's true about all three of those. Yes, now questions. Who had? Go.
Just out of interest, how do we define, what's the definition of something that's hamotzi, and what's the definition of something that's mezonot? Like, what cookies or rabbi lachmas are not, and bread hamotzi, what is...
Meaning, there are foods based on their ingredients and the way they're mixed and the type of batter they have that are sweet and mizonos as opposed to bread.
Body goes into...
No, there's flour in both of them.
So what's the definition? If someone says, I've got this...
I have chocolate chip cookies for you, well then they're mizonos. I have challah for you, well then it's hamotzi.
What makes the chocolate chip cookies mizonos?
Because it's such an integral part of it that it's clearly a cookie. Especially the way we saw in the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, where they said if it tastes like this sweet snack rather than like your bread, so that's pata baba kisnin. That's mizonos, meaning. Or it's not bread, essentially. It's a sweet, it's a treat, it's a dessert. It's not bread.
But surely a croissant is made the same way as a loaf of bread.
No, first of all, there's frying and other stuff involved too. There are oils, but yeah.
Could it be based on how, like, culture eat their meals? Like,
how what? A culture?
Like society.
Yes, it is based on that. We're going to see that.
So like if I made like sandwiches out of cookie dough from now on and everyone else did, would I have to make a mozi on this?
We're going to see that in a second, yeah.
Does that mean Sephardim and Paskin that sweet challah is mizonot, or would it be safek for them?
It would be mizonot for them, exactly. Right. That's the point.
Well, there's also like mizonot bread that Ashkenazim have.
So we're covering mizonos bread in the shir a little bit, not in the fullest depth because we're focusing on pizza, but we're going to discuss mizonos bread shortly. That's sort of related to what he was asking about if I make cookie dough into my bread and make sandwiches out of it. Okay, regarding the third one, I'm making it into crackers. That's why Sephardim also matzah all year long. They make what bracha? A mizonos, because it's crumbly like a cracker. The Ashkenazi matzah. If a Sephardi eats it all year long, they're going to make a mizonos on it. Fine. Let's discuss a few comments of the Ber Halacha and Mishnah Brura on this Shulchan Aruch. Avo pi shekoveya, okay, where he said, even though you're making a meal, if it's not the amount that everybody else makes a meal, so you don't make hamotzi on that. So says the Ber Halacha, who's he paskening like? What we saw in Source 2, it's the Shita of the Rush, and not the Shita of the Ravid. Mikol makom, says the Ber Halacha, Nira Baror, Dimu Zakain, O Na'ar, Shachilatan Moat Beteva. There's not one standard for all people in society across the board. If you're an old man or a young child who only eats a small amount, and this is the amount that you would eat and the most you could possibly eat, you're stuffed to the gills, and this is your meal, this isn't a snack, so then Chayavin Ba'amotzi, Ubirkat Amazon. Im Achlo Shir Shadarkan Tamid Likvo Alze. Kevan the Kol B'nei Minam, all people like them, meaning all old people or all young kids, Mistapkin B'shir Achila Kazo. I saw an article by Rav Wolf where he said the same would be true regarding men and women. Men may eat more than women a certain amount, and I've seen Poskim discuss different ages, as in teenagers may need like 8 slices of pizza to be full, while adults, you know, 2, 3, whatever is the number, and it could be different based on the size of the pizza in different countries, but there's an amount that teenagers eat that's well more than other people, there's an amount that different genders, different ages eat, and all that. I'm not saying there's necessarily an amount that different genders eat, but if there is, it has halakhic ramifications, okay? I'm not an expert on what they eat, but meaning what men eat or what women eat. But if it's true, so there would be halakhic ramifications to it. That is what he said in the article. So, fine. That's one point the Be'er Halacha makes. Number two, v'halacha kedivrei kulam. So, the Shulchan Aruch gave 3 examples of what Parah B'Kisnan is. And then he says, halacha is like all of them. So says the Be'er Halacha, if you look, Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, why didn't the Mechaber write, the Yari Shemaim Yetzir Yidei Kulam, like he wrote elsewhere, and the Ma'amar Mordechai says, Miyashu, the Kim, the Lonis Karbeheja, Shecholkim Aposkim, was a Efshar, the Modul Aladadeh. In other words, it's not that Rabbeinu Hanan Alva and the Aruch says, this is what's part of Okisnin, and the Rambam says, no, this, and Rav Haigon says, no, that. No. They're all giving examples of part of Okisnin. In other words, is what the Shulchan Aruch here is doing definitional, as in, let's say I invent a new food or have a new food, pizza shows up in the 19th century, 20th century, whenever pizza was invented, and it shows up, and now I go, is it Parah B'Kisnan? So what am I going to do? I'm going to look at the Shulchan Aruch and see. First option, does it have a pocket of honey or sweet stuff? No. And I'm willing to consider that something on top is the same din as a pocket. But nonetheless, cheese and sauce isn't the same as honey and sugar. Number two, is it something which baked into the dough is honey or something sweet? So not necessarily, though, now you'll see a lot of times in pizza stores, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, well, they'll put up a sign, the pizza's mizonos, and what do? Then instead of just water in the dough, they put in apple juice or some kind of fruit juice in order to make it this second category, following the Rambam. Okay, so we're going to discuss both of those kinds soon. But nonetheless, the third one, is it crumbly like a cracker? No. So it doesn't fit in any of those. So could it possibly pot above a kisnin? So the answer is, I mean, it's a machloket, but the answer isn't necessarily that it's not pot of a kisnin. Why? Because it could be what the Shulchan Aruch here is doing is citing these 3 views to show you examples. Pot of Baba Kisnin could be these things. It could be other things, as in other foods that you might not necessarily eat as your whole meal. Okay? And therefore, pizza could fall in this category of a food that could be mizonos if you're having it as a snack, and could be amotzi if you're having it as a meal. The Mishnah Brura comments on this concept of Baba Kisnin and says, we're talking about the amount you eat and it's your meal. He says, this is all, this whole discussion is if you're eating it and only it. Then you need it to be the amount that everybody eats of it. But let's say I eat a certain amount of food of this Parah B'Kisnin, and I, like, let's say it's a quote-unquote mizonos roll, but we'll discuss that in a second, or I eat crackers, or whatever fits in this category, but I eat it with meat and fish and all these other foods and dip it in hummus and pile up and have a sandwich. And so I didn't eat, you know, a whole loaf worth of bread, But I did eat a full meal of food together with this pot of Baba Kisnin, says the Mishnah Berurah, Paskin like the Magen Avram, Sagi, Kisha Ochel Shir Shacherim Regil Nisvoim Menu Kisha Ochel Gam Kenim Dvar Macherim. In other words, if you did that, then you would indeed need Hamotzi Berkat HaMazon. And regarding this, by the way, he says, this is even after the fact of Berkat HaMazon. As in, let's say I started eating a cracker and a few foods, and then I was thinking I was only having a little snack. So I made a mazonos. And then I ate so much that I'm so full, and I clearly ate, according to all Shitot, I had, Sudas Mashiach here, I ate a full, all you can eat at Papa Gallo's with my bread. So then, I have to bench, even though I may have been having a mazonos roll. Okay? And therefore, I have to tell you that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal and many other poskim think the concept of a mazonos roll isn't such a concept. The minute you are eating this food, like bread, it looks like bread, talks like bread, acts like bread, even if it's made with mei perot, even with a good hashkacha that tells you, yes, indeed, they made it with mei perot and it looks like mazonos roll, but because you are eating it as a sandwich and you're going to be eating the certain amount of it with other foods that you're going to eat with it, in other words, in order to get that full quantity, so then it also has a din of Hamotzi and Berkat HaMazon. Beyond that, we're going to see a little later in the Minchat Asher, but it appears a few places, the concept that all these foods that you eat together, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach have a little chiluk, if it's just something you're eating for dessert, or as an appetizer, it's not part of the main, it could be different. But most people say, certainly whatever you eat with the main is mitzdarif in this. In other words, when I go to a kiddush and they have 20 different foods and I have some crackers and herring and I have some crackers and tuna and crackers and egg salad and crackers are these, and I have a few rugelach. Rugelach are definitely part of Baba Kisnin. That was the first example. It has the pocket of chocolate and cinnamon or whatever else they stuck in it. And I have a bunch of those. And I have the cholent and the kugel and the kishka and the deli roll and gefilte fish and whatever else I'm eating. I'm going to make you all hungry. Okay? And I ate so much that I don't know how I could go home and eat lunch. It's a chilagatsa. But because I ate it with all those foods that are definitely part of Baba Kisnin, but now I've eaten it in such a quantity that it's clear I was kovei asuda on it. So then you're mechayiv berkat HaMazon. That would be the din. So that's you have to be careful not to eat that much in your... What?
That's my question. How can something jump between mazonos and hamotzi?
Well, that's the din. So that's what we're discussing here. And we're going to try and figure out how that works. Yes?
So if there's only mazonos at the kiddush, and you know you're going to eat a lot, you wash and then you... What bracha do you make?
Hamotzi.
On a regular.
If you're... But you have to eat a lot of them and together, meaning prepare it. But in other words,
you're going to be over an hour, you're going to eat like...
And a lot of it, yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't that mean that you should say Hamotzi on mezonah if you know you're going to, you're going to eat until you can't eat anymore?
Yeah.
Then you should say Hamotzi on...
Yeah, but not on all mezonah. On a no, not on cookies.
Well, cookies, is that not part of whatever?
No, cookies are just, are mezonah. But on rugelach, which have this... kisim shemimalim otan tavashu sukar va'gozim shkidim v'tavlin. So they are part of Baba Kisnin.
So then you would say...
Yeah. You would say Hamotzi on them, if you have them as your... Yeah.
When you said that the Mishnah Berurah of the Bir Alacha said that if you ate it together with other foods, then you'd have to bench, right?
Yes.
So does that only apply if those foods equal up to the shear, or... Is it what happens?
No. If you eat part of Baba Kisnin and a tiny amount of other food with it, then you don't, and it's not a full share, then you don't. If you eat a regular roll, a hamotzi roll, and a tiny amount of other food with it, then you bench anyway, already on a kazayit. But part of Baba Kisnin, it's only if you eat the amount that is the full kviya sudo. So, but the Mishnah Berurah is saying here, it's not just the amount of part of Baba Kisnin you eat, it's the part of Baba Kisnin plus the foods you eat with it. Okay. Yes.
Do wafers fall in the same category as cookies?
Or yeah.
Because they've got like a cracker-like
material. No. So cookies can crumble too. Cookies that crumble are mazonos, not part of a kisnin. Part of a kisnin is something that is
something
sweet bread-like.
Okay.
Can you give an example of the third case that Shulchan Aruch highlights? In terms of like, what's commonly
It's certain crackers that you're just using them as sandwiches. I run out of bread, and I'm having peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on crackers. So if I eat enough of them, if I'm having deli sandwiches on crackers, if I eat enough of them, some I should be washing on it. Okay. Yeah?
With regards to the mizona of bread, does that mean Sephardim Paskin that's mizona?
Yes. Okay. Based on that Rambam. Okay. Unless they're choshesh to this Ramah. Okay, but yeah. It's unlikely. It's more likely that they're passing like the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah has another halacha here, where he says, where he's describing what the Ramah is. It's what I said in the Ramah, but essentially that the food is so sweet that you can, that it's not bread anymore, it's now cake. So then it's cake, then it's mizonos. But where it tastes and looks like bread, and that's what they're making when they're making a mizonos roll. What are they making a mizonos roll? They're saying, this is a roll. Use it as bread. Make a sandwich with it. Use it as you would any other bread, just we're telling you it's mizonos because it has some fruit juice in it. So that, says the Ramah, says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Poskim, that that's not Pater Baba Kisnin. That's not mizonos. That's hamotzi. Meaning if it doesn't taste like this sweet dessert, so then it's not that din. Fine. So before I move to some tshuvas about pizza, let's tell you some, let's do a little summary, and then we'll move on to a few approaches. There's a traditional explanation, meaning oft-quoted explanation, or shita of Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal. I didn't find it anywhere in his writings, but I found it quoted constantly. So there's a Masorah we have from Moshe Feinstein that said that if you eat one slice of pizza, you make a mizonot. If you eat two slices of pizza, you have to wash and bench. Okay, that's the commonly quoted minhag, and it is so common and so accepted that instead of explaining the Svara, people end up just explaining why it's so commonly accepted view. Meaning, they start to give sociological explanations. Well, kosher pizza first showed up in America in the 70s, and Moshe was the main posig, and it's Shita, Quran, and it's convenient. Whenever you're having just one slice as a slice, you could do it, and there's all these explanations. But what is Rav Moshe essentially saying then, if that's the Shita, and it is quoted in his name, by people who we trust, and I'll show you some of them in a second, in source 6. In source 6. He's saying that it's Pata Baba Kisnin. And therefore, if you're having one slice, so you're having a bit of bread and a bit of sauce and cheese, together they're going to combine to not enough food to be Kovei Lov Sud on it. But if you have two slices, then you're having enough food that you're Kovei on it. How much food are we talking about? If you look at the end, in source 5, at the end of the first Sif Katan, I quoted the Mishnah Berurah, says, not to eat 4 eggs worth of food with this Pata Baba Kisnin. If you're lechachila and a machmir and careful, you won't have 4 eggs worth without benching. So then, meaning there are some, probably a little more mekel shita, that it could be a little bit more, but the lechachila, the machmirim are going to be choshish to not have 4 eggs worth. So apparently that amount could be about 2 slices of pizza, including the bread, the sauce, and the cheese. That is the standard view I saw, and heard quoted, grew up with, all my friends grew up with, people who came into the pizza store I worked in, that was the common practice. I'm just getting a slice, give it to me on a plate, I'll take it, I'll go. Talking from people. And, but if they're having 2 slices, then they'll go wash. Or you usually guilt them into washing if they're having 2 slices of pizza. Okay, even my not as from friends. I'll do it. Yes?
Is that rule where you have to use same as owners on one piece based on the medina? Because I've never seen it. Yeah, I've never seen it.
You're mechaving to everything right now. Coming up, here we go. Source 6. Yeah.
So, how is pizza considered Pata Baba Kisnin?
Oh, good question. So, we said that it wasn't sweet stuff and it wasn't sweet dough. Though it could sometimes be if they mix in the apple juice like they do in this country. But it could be, like I said, that Shulchan Aruch wasn't giving, these are the three definitions of the food, but these are three examples of the food. As in, there could be more foods that don't specifically fit these three categories. In other words, if you're eating the pizza like it's a snack, so like rugelach, like the sweetbread, like the crackers, well then it would be mizona. If you're eating a quantity of it, that's a meal. So all those things, it's true, pata baba kisnin, so you have to make hamotzi and wash and bench. Source 6, Vizora Bracha, I quoted him already last week on a different topic. So the Vizora Bracha is one, there's two or three very common Hilchot Brachot Svarim. One of them is the art school Halachos of Brachos. Number 2 is Rabbaner, that's source 7, we're going to get to him in a second. Number 3 is the Vizora Bracha, that one's written in Hebrew, and quotes much more of Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliashiv. Rav Bonner quotes much more of like Rav Feinstein, and American Poskim, just based on where they were and what countries they were in. But Rav Bonner was also close to Rosh Shlomo Zalman. We've quoted his Halacha Muksa book here in this class many times, and there he certainly quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman a lot as well. But okay, Vizora Bracha says, Kama Shibarirarti, was discussing pizza. Rov Anashim Ochlimit Pizza Lesova. People I know eat pizza for fulfillment, meaning as a meal. Betor achar haruchot shelhem. What do you have for dinner? Pizza. What do you have for lunch? Pizza. Not what do you have for your 3 o'clock snack? Pizza. Meaning, very often it's their dinner. Did you have dinner yet? No. Oh, I saw you having pizza. Oh, yeah, you're right. I had dinner. Meaning, pizza is treated as dinner. Velo lekinuach bilvad. Not just as a dessert. Lo kechatif. Not as a snack. And so too Paskin Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who was alive and well and saw pizza, kosher pizza, here in Eretz Yisrael many times. If you have one slice, is a minog in America to make mizonos. I have a good source who told me that Rav Moshe Feinstein said that. Now, he's trying to understand why. It could be different there. Maybe they ate it as a snack. They must be eating it as a snack. That's his guess. Because he can't understand how, if you're having it as a meal, it could be amotzi, given that we're understanding that it's paraba bekisnin. Rav Bonner in his Sefer says that there's a chiluk between the different countries. He says Rosh Shlomo Zalman told him in Eretz Yisrael, everybody eats it as a meal, and therefore it's automatically hamotzi. Even one slice, hamotzi. Even half a slice, hamotzi. It's as a meal. Since it's a food, most people eat as a meal, so then you have to make hamotzi on it. He says, and I don't know in America how they eat it. He had a psak from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, how they eat in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't know it in America. And then, that was what he wrote in his book. It was published, I don't know, 20 years ago, in his Sefer, 25 years ago. And in 2014, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration did a poll, a survey, a study of people in America, asking them how they eat pizza. And Rav Bonner is still alive. And a person in Lakewood saw this study and wrote a shaila and shuva to Rav Bonner, asking him, now we have the results, so can you tell us how it affects the psak? So source 7, Ra'iti b'sifrecha yachar v'tein bracha, psak b'shem agon resham azam and orbach zatzal b'nin a bracha al pizza, v'tatav t'cha b'shmo shekein she'beret yisrael l'chuzim otal l'rov k'tsuda. Most people eat pizza as a meal. Yesh levarech hamotzi r'bekar mazon afilu k'shachal oto k'chatif. Therefore, you have to wash and bench, make a motzi and bench, even if you're having it as a snack. Based on the Mishnah Berurah that we saw, or here it says, Alpi Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Yitzayin. Omanam, Baratzot HaBrit, he quotes him, Kashe leida ofen achilato, sharbei anashim ochlin pizza, tanuk, kechatif, people eat pizza as a snack. Velo lesudan, not as a meal. Komakom yesh ochlim pizza bikar lesudan. Some people do eat it as a meal. Hine afim hamitziyut haya ken meyaz. Mikomakom achshav nitparer bivrei ruch ein hamitziyut ken hayom elegam ratzot abrin ochlim pizza. So I can't discuss with you what it was when you wrote those lines, but I know today what the mitziyut is. What is the reality? That even here in America, gamar tzora brit, ochlim pizza mamash kamo beretz Yisrael, larov kesuda. Most people eat it as a meal. Hine yatsa survey me'ed USDA is good Hebrew. She'em badku etzel 71,175 people. This is American tax dollars at work. Anashim he'ach heim ochlim pizza beretzora brit. How do they eat pizza in America? Umaskanatam shekimat 90% nechal suda. Almost 90% of people when they eat pizza, it's a meal. And about 10% of people eat it as a snack. There's no reason to assume that the eating patterns of the Jews are different. If the Goyim eat it as a meal, the Jews eat it as a meal. The Goyim probably don't wash and bench on it. So if so, do we have to wash hamotzi and bench even on one piece? And what does he answer? Pizza 50-60 years ago when it was introduced, or certainly kosher pizza. Rov anashim achlu et ha'ochel shel chidush ze kichativ. Most people treated it as a snack. Anashim b'chol rachvei America samchu al psak me'agon Rav Moshe Feinstein zatzal. Sha'ad shtei prusot. Unless you're having two slices, less than two slices, nitan l'chol b'lin etidu l'jadayim amotzi uberkat amazon. Kayadua, b'meshech hazman ha'pizza hafcha me'ochel chativ l'mazon mod regila. Eating patterns change. Pizza became a staple, a food that people eat as a meal. Kishalti in Marana Grishaz at Sala Pizza, loyali shumderek levarer bivadaut ech roshal pizza yan nechal America. I had no way of telling him how most people eat it. I could stand at a pizza shop and watch for a few minutes, but that's not a scientific study in any way. We have the results of a proper study done by the American government. Sheruba de ruba anashim ochlim pizza derech suda. Most people eat as a meal. Nirash yesh nesmoch al zeh lekoveya shepizza. That's probably lekfoa, but okay. Shepizza hu kelechem mamash uberchato amotzi. Pizza is like bread for all intents and purposes. And therefore it's amotzi merkat amazon al chilek tana shel kezayit. So says Rav Bodner, even though Minag America all the way until now was relying on Rav Moshe Feinstein, one slice, no washing. Two slices, you do have to wash. He says, even according to that shita, now bizman hazeh, we know bevaror, since everybody's relying on Moshe Feinstein, all these people should be washing now. Because now we know, there's no longer any suffix. But it could again change, meaning the shita of Moshe Feinstein is based on societal norms. And if you're in an area, a country, and the whole country all of a sudden, now pizza's a snack again. So again, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Shita would go back to Pada Baba Kisne, and one slice could be Mizonos, two would be Yamotzi. But he agrees that the societal norm, therefore, is what's Koveya, and the societal norm is clearly that it's a meal. So that is, even within Shita Rav Moshe Feinstein, that is what Rav Bodner says. Okay, that was one view. Next view. Rav Wolf, I told you, wrote an article in the Daf Kesher, and it's now on the VBM, available in English, where he has another approach that I've also heard elsewhere. But I saw it clearly, and I only heard rumors of the other ones. Here I see it in writing, so I'm citing it in his name. And if you go out there in the world and, oh, I heard it's the Rav or Yashiv or whoever, okay, it could be them too, it could be them first. I only know where I saw it from, so I'm citing it in the name of Rav Wolf. Later in that Siman of the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Yud Zayin, okay, in the same Siman, the Shulchan Aruch discusses another case, something he calls a Pashtida. Okay, we tend to call Pashtida now in modern Hebrew, it refers to Kogels. But whatever the Pashtida was, this was a Pashtida Nafet B'Tanur, this is in the same Siman of regarding breads, like, or quasi-breads, Pasa Baba Kisnin, etc. It says a Pashtida, so it must be this bread-like item, but it's baked with, in the oven, with bebasar or bedagim or begvina, hopefully not all at once. Mevarech alav hamotzi brakan mazon. So if you have a meat roll, so that meat roll would be hamotzi brakan mazon. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. There's a machloket right there on the Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avram and Taz. Magen Avram says, "Basar bedagim, source 9, kiyotzevaza filu lo kavalav." This food, even if you're not kovei amil on it, even eating it as a snack, just like if you decide to have a piece of bread as a snack, if you have a pashtida as a snack, you have to wash it and bench on it. On the other hand, the Taz in Siv Katan Chav in source 10 says, nope. We saw that. There's no mil, right? The Shulchan Aruch in Parah Baba Kistin says it has a miloy. And what was the miloy we said until now? Dvash, sukkar, etc. Says the Taz, no. That means anything. Any miloy, including pashtido, which is the most miloy of a food I can think of, has this din. Levada yesh bazeh din kisnin v'kavasudim varachamotzi. So only if it's your meal, is it a motzi? The Taz says, Siv Katan Yud Zayin is a continuation of Siv Katan Vav and Zayin regarding a pot of Baba Kisnin. So, again, in answer to your question then, how does pizza fit one of those definitions? Well, it doesn't fit one of those three definitions. According to the Taz, it would fit this fourth one. It's pot of Baba Kisnin made with sauce and cheese. Just like dagim, basar, ogvina. Ogvina. Okay? Made with cheese. So, that is the view of the Taz. But we tend to not paskin like this Taz. We paskin like the Magen Avraham, as the Mishnah Berurah in Source 11 says, "Varach alamotzi, hainafilu lo kavalayu, lo dami lepadav kisnin." This one is different. Why? Because here you tend to eat it lereavon kedei lisroa. You eat it because you're hungry and you want food, not just as your snack or you have a sweet tooth and you want something sweet. You want it as a food. In other words, how are we translating padav kisnin as dessert or snack, as opposed to food? So Rav Wolf makes 2 points. One, he says, Hamotzi it, and I've seen this in the name of the Rav, though I didn't see it in the Shir in the name of the Rav, but I've seen it elsewhere in the name of the Rav. Hamotzi is not only the bracha on bread, Hamotzi is the bracha on a meal. Since you're having it as a meal, then it's Hamotzi. So similarly, when you're having the pizza as a meal, it could be hamotzi. That's point number one. But point number two, even without that, here we're saying pashtida. Pashtida is always hamotzi, even when you have a small amount. And pashtida is when it's baked with meat or fish or cheese. Here you have pashtida baked with cheese. So even one slice has to be hamotzi. And that is Rav Wolf's conclusion in that article. And like I said, I've seen it and heard it in the name of many others. It's a rather common sock. I saw, I think, Rebelsky said it. He was a posek who passed away about a year ago. He was a posek in New York, Rosh Hashiva Torah Vadas. I think there were some poskim here in Eretz Yisrael who had similar views as well. Possibly Rav Shlomo Zalman's view, we just said, was even one slice, you make hamotzi. Okay, so now we've seen another approach. Here's the last approach, which I found the most fascinating, because it is so vastly different than everything we've been saying until now, and that's why I want to bring it up, because we'll see, maybe there'll be certain times you'll want to rely on this, and we'll discuss it, and we'll give a conclusion. And the last approach comes from Rav Asher Weiss Shlita. Again, Rav in Yerushalayim, and he has now 3 volumes of Shutim, and in the second volume, he discusses the bracha on pizza. And specifically, he was asked about Motzi Mechana Mazon, and he asked if it's possibly different when you're traveling in a car. Now, why would that be true? And here's where he blows you away. Ready? Masha Shal bin Yan Achilat Pizza, Masha Rolin Yan Birkhana Motzi, Birkhana Mazon, Emochal Pizza, Kshinoseva Rechav, Birkhana Motzi, Birkhana Mazon. Yesh Levara Shalos Sugyot. 3 things we have to explain. One, is it Parah Baba Kisnin that would sometimes be Mizon and sometimes Hamotzi? Or is it bread? And therefore it's always Hamotzi. Number 2, Mashir Kvir Tzuda. Again, how much do people generally eat? then if you eat that amount, even if it's part of Baba Kisnin, you would have to wash and bench. So far, everybody's with me. Nothing was a chiddush yet, correct? He said the same thing everybody else said so far. Finally, he said, Gimel, Ha'ema ochel shir kviut, aval achlo b'derech al rai kigon b'nesoa b'rechef. If you eat the amount that everybody else when they're koveya seuda, but you eat it in a way that it is clear from the way you're eating it that it's not a meal, would that change its din? So says Rav Asher, Shlita, Vonira b'yishu minog olam, shaloch hashumi lechol minei mafa afili yoter midal beitzim. And also I have to defend the minog olam. Why? Because some people eat a lot of food that's part of Baba Kisnin. They're eating even more than the Dalei Beitzin that we saw was mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah on Source 5. Kigon b'kiddush b'beit ha'knesset b'shavah l'achar tefillah. Kiddush after shul, there are elaborate kiddushes. D'eish l'chaim b'chol dinzeh. Shem kava sudato al part of Baba Kisnin. M'varech ha'motzi b'rgan ha'mazon. Himzeh taloi rak b'shir shem gam b'derech ha'chila. Is it just based on the amount? Because then everybody is eating that amount. I see people piling up, having 10 plates of everything. And everything combines. So then, or is it a din in derech achila, as in they're eating it, standing around at a kiddush, shoving it down their mouth. They're not eating it at a like a mensch. V'rak yimachal b'derech kviyot sudo mevarech kach v'lo kasher kol echilato yesh la ufi arai v'inol neshem sudo klal. The nature of how you're eating it is that it's arai, it's a snack. V'ineim naniach shedin kviyot sudo tluya gam ba'ufi achila v'lo rak b'shir nirech pashu da ochel. This is from Bar Ilan, so I had to type it out, so that's my typo. Da ochel pizza kishu yoshev berechev le'olam enu mevarech hamotzi b'rkan hamazon. Therefore, if it's based on how you eat it, if you're eating food in your car, that is not how you eat a meal. The en lecha arai gedol mizeh. There's no more temporary snack way of eating than eating it while you're driving in your car. B'zehu hipoch inyan kviyat sudah. That's the opposite of being koveya sudah on it, because you're eating in your car. So for bread, it doesn't matter whether you're koveya suda. If you had a sandwich in your car, real bread, so you have to wash and bench no matter what. But pizza, since it can fit this category of pata bava kisnin, and there it goes by whether you're koveya suda or not. So here, if you're eating in a way that shows that you're not koveya suda, then it would be borim and mizonon and alamichya. Sof davar nireli nitaitin. It's a long tshuva. I put a little paragraph here based on our time, and we're going to see there's a follow-up tshuva next in source 13. Sof davar nireli nitaitin da ochel pizza b'derech b'yoshem mechoni yesh lo mal ismoch nechol avdal beitzim v'rega borim and mizonon. If you're eating in the car, even if you want to eat two slices, even if you want to eat that full amount, you could still eat it as borim and mizonon. Okay, it's not just saying one slice, even two slices, even the amount that most people are koveya suda on it. Since in the way you're eating it, you're showing that you're not eating it as koveya suda, it's still mazonos. Ume'en shalosh, meaning an alamichya, mikol ha'tamim anal. Vavim l'charchila yesh makom l'achmir kishu beito. And yes, I think you should be machmir in your home to wash. Kishu noseya b'mechoni yesh l'smoch af l'charchila. Then you can even lechadchilam do this mizonos umein shalosh mishum ze hefech inyan akviyah kemevoar. You need to ask your question now, or can I do the 13 before? Okay. He then has two more tshuvas on this right there in the sefer. I only put the first one here because the third one got repetitive. Because the minute he wrote this to somebody, somebody told somebody, somebody else, and everybody writes to him and says, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! How could you say that? That's so different than everything we've always been learning and always been taught, and the minhag and everything we all, and the way everybody learned the sugya until now. How could you say all those things?" So they wrote him tshuva, so he had to defend his view, and again. So here, in the next tshuva, that was Simon Chavdali, is Simon Chavei. So the guy must have written to him that this is different than the kviya suda we've discussed until now. You're right. I can't say, and this is the psak based on the Chassam Sofer wrote about eating pizza in, you know, the 1700s or something, because it also didn't exist. But, and this is the way the Rambam ate pizza, and, you know, and here I can prove you all, and Moshe Rabbeinu ate pizza this way in Har Sinai, etc. No, I can't give you any Masorah for this. Achtam advarim, but I can tell you that I think I'm right. Laniyot daiti, to my humble opinion, The way they ate back then was different than the way we eat now. Anybody with eyes in his head, any sugya you learn, when they ate meals, they ate them sitting down. There was nothing more permanent and stationary than the way they eat back then. First of all, people would lean. That's why when we on Seder night we're leaning, because we're making believe we're the people from back then. We used to lean. They would bring certain foods as an appetizer to dip your bread in. Vinira. So he had a whole bunch of things. They didn't have anything where you ate mezonot as a snack. A regalachar on one foot, plishum achanak field, without any preparation or setting yourself up for it. In fact, the Gemara Kedushin has the following line: Ha'ochal b'shuk domel kelev. If you eat food in the market, that means standing outside, you are like a dog. And he says, "Uvizmanenu, afir uvavod ochlim b'shuk." Thousands, tens of thousands of people are ochlim b'shuk. So apparently our standard isn't that. And kol pinat rachov yesh kioskim with pizzariot. Wherever you go, every corner, there's stores. Chadome, shekol kulam yodim lochlim b'shuk. What are they selling? They don't even have a spot to sit down and eat like a mensch. There's a stand, you get your shawarma, and you walk and eat it on your way to the bus. You walk and eat it while you're going through the shuk. You walk and eat it like you're schmoozing with all your while you're schmoozing with your friends at Ben Yehuda. There's no sit down and eat it like a mensch. There's something called derech suda. Hasodim aleph, hasodim yoshim, you sit. Bet, klei ochal munachim b'fnei kolecha, you have to give them a fork, a knife, a spoon. Va ochal munach al gavet zalacha, and the food is put on a plate. Gimel, malachim in a pot, you put something on the bread, you eat bread, you dip it in something. Dainam levad alechem shavikar suda, ochalim dvarim nosafim, kigon basar v'dagim v'chadome. Shloshet elu nedar v'achila pizza. All these things are missing when we come to pizza. Derech abriyo lakachan mana pizza biyado. Minag avatinu miyadenu. The way we eat pizza, you hold it. You can just walk around with a slice. You don't even need a plate. Sometimes they'll put it on a carton because it's easier to hold. It's too hot, etc. But you don't really need a plate. V'lechol gashem in halchim anava'ana. You've been to parties. People walk around the room schmoozing while eating pizza. Not everybody sits and eats it like a mensch. So I think that any time you're eating pizza, it's achilat arai. Eating pizza like that. Achilat arai she'en kamota. There's no more arai than that. It's the opposite of a meal. Just because you eat it instead of a meal, what did you have for dinner last night? Pizza. It's not connected. The tachlif suda ain't a suda, tachlif bilvad. A replacement of a meal isn't a meal. Right? I don't have time for a meal, so I'm going to eat pizza while I'm walking. So, if you sit and have table at a restaurant, like a bench, there's no question that you have the pizza like a mensch, even if you're having one slice, then you have to make a motzi. So his whole approach is based on how you're eating it. I'm going to take questions before I give my conclusion here. Yes?
So he said that, you have to, if you're, going to the bus, then you, it's not there, sort of, but if you have, clear motzi,
real motzi, of course you have to wash and bench on that.
But isn't it an issue that you're walking with your food, or?
You're saying that it's achila shuk, and you're done with the kelev. Okay, but nonetheless, you still have to wash and make a motzi. Whether or not there's a begam and you need a musar shmuz from your Rebbe about, your eating habits is a different question than what bracha.
So,
I personally am guilty of this many, many times, so I'm not the one to give you that shmuz. But, Rav Lichtenstein was definitely makbid on this. I saw time and time again, we would be out with him, we were at a levaya and it was really hot and sunny, and so there was a water bottle. Little water bottles, meaning they brought a box of little water bottles, and he wouldn't drink from a bottle. He only drank from cups. He was a mensch. Always, in everything he did, he was always a mensch. He would sit, and he wouldn't want to stand and drink if it was possible. I saw he would look for a bench. But most of us aren't Rav Lichtenstein. I've drunk it from a water bottle. I've done it standing up. I've eaten pizza in the shuk. I've eaten pizza while walking. Okay, we're not all on that madriga. I don't know, maybe this is a madriga we should strive for. Okay, that's why you need the Sichas Musar from your Rebbe. But here we're discussing what bracha you make when you eat the pizza in that manner. This is a shaila that's only theoretical for Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, because he would never have eaten pizza in such a manner. But for those of us who aren't on the madriga and do, okay, I saw knowing nods from all of you while I was giving this year that you've all eaten pizza in that manner. So now you have to know what bracha to make on it. Yes?
When you were quoting the Mikharasha, it said that Lecho Af Dalad Beitzim Bibrachat.
Yeah, even if you're eating two slices, three slices in a car.
Does that mean Af 2?
No, even more then. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah said, be careful not to eat that amount unless you have to bench. And here he's saying, no, because the whole din of this food is based on how you're eating it, and you're not koveya suda, because you're eating it in the most arai fashion in the world, in a car. So then, you can eat, and you can even eat two slices, and even if you're eating that amount, you don't have to bench on it.
What about three?
Even three, I think. That's what he's saying. Even your termi bet dalav pizza. Yes?
Is in that case where you're eating it in the car, is it the fact that you're not eating it in the comfort of your home?
No, even at a restaurant, even in somebody else's house, even the chadarocho. That's eating like a mensch. If you sit at a table with a plate and eat it like a mensch, that's kviya suda. In the chadarocho, they give you one tiny little slice. You sit and eat there, again, you're having more food usually when you're having the pizza there. You're having the vegetables, you're having everything else they give you here. But you're sitting and eating it like a mensch. Of course, it's, meaning even according to the shita, that it's not here, it's kviya suda.
Well, if you're comfortable on the bus, that's
no, it's not a din. No, it's a din in whether that's considered mentioning. Okay. Yeah.
We had a situation where after Shabbaton they gave out pizza, right? And it was outside, and they said everyone has two slices. So we didn't know whether to wash or send it somewhere.
Okay. So we're going to get to what to do when you can, but here we're talking about in a car. So Rav said, I'm going to give a summary. I just wanted to take some questions if there were any more clarifications. Okay. So what to do? So I think, based on my rebbeim and every minhag I've ever heard and every psak I've ever seen in my learning of the sugya, is that you have to wash on pizza. You have to wash on even one slice of pizza. Even one piece of pizza, we consider it something you have to wash on. But this Rav Minchas Asher tshuva is compelling, and he says, Rav Asher Weiss does not need my haskama, my support in any way. He is a Gaon Olam, and certainly you can rely on him without my say-so. I personally once was stuck and therefore relied on him. I was going somewhere with my wife and we didn't have time to eat in a normal manner. And I was going to eat something, but she was coming in the car and going to take me somewhere. And she was going, what am I going to do for dinner? So I said, I'll get you pizza. Meaning I'm near a pizza store. I'll walk by the pizza store and I'll meet you at the car. And she said, but I'm not going to be able to wash. So what am I going to do? So what, I'm going to get a bottle of water, get out of the car. Like, it's turning into a whole story. So I said, you know what? I just read Rav Asher Weiss's tshuva. Rav Asher Weiss, and I'm serious, it's a true story. I read the tshuva and then like 2 weeks later it happened to me. He said, if you're going in a car, you don't wash. You just make mizona. Based on how you're eating it all right. And therefore, she was in the car, she ate the slice, you know, while driving. One hand driving, one slice eating pizza. It's not the most ladylike thing my wife has ever done. But, nonetheless, Rav Asher Weiss says, therefore, when you're eating it in that manner, it's and that's all, you know, Shalom Bayis, it helped me. I was able to get my wife some food, she didn't have to go starving. But beyond that, this is a psak. And when you're eating it in the car, that way. So, when you're standing around, and you're next to the hotel, and there's a sink there, so I think, where it's possible, I still think we rely on the psak that in our Masorah, you know, Rav Lichtenstein, whoever here taught us that Rav Wolf in his article, that pizza's always hamotzi. It's always hamotzi, even one slice. If they didn't say they're two slices for everyone, even for one slice it's hamotzi. But where it's not possible, where you're stuck, where it's in a car, if they brought out the slice of pizza and you're standing in the middle of the playground and there's no water there, the water fountain's not working or something, and there's no cup, etc., etc. So then, listen, Ochalov, not only b'shasat chak, even well before that, he says, go and posik door that, you know, I'm nothing compared towards. So that's when people ask me, you know, and I've been places, and oh, what do we do about washing? So then I say, well, if you can't wash, and you're eating it in that way, then there's certainly what to rely on. But when you can wash, and you go into a pizza store, and you're walking by, and you go, oh, I just want one slice. So then I think, first of all, we saw that Rav Moshe Feinstein's psak about one slice is only mizonos. We saw Rabbaner say even the shita, so that doesn't really apply. Two, we saw the other views about mizonos rolls. Saw the other view of Rav Wolf, that it's like pashtida, that so it's always hamotzi. And so I think when you can, it's hamotzi. And when you're stuck, and you're not eating it, b'derech kviyus, you're eating it, b'derech harai, that's the hefech kviyus in the words of Asher Weiss. So then, I certainly think we can rely on him and make a mizonos. If you have a specific mesorah from your rabbi, rebbe, parents, etc., that it's mizono, then you know, there might be something to discuss about that as well. But I really think it's hamotzi. And I've had friends who told me that there are pizza stores in Eretz Yisrael, like they the Haredus Ashkacha, big signs that say it's mizonos. And they were looking for the washing cup at the sink because they have this psak from Arabayim who said it was hamotzi, and the guy doesn't want to give them a cup to wash with because he thinks it's like a bracha levatela or something, because he's following the psak that it's not, but the psak is that you're supposed to wash on that. So, shkach, thank you for listening.